The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Welcome to Spirits Podcast, episode 62.2. What the fuck Eric is missing.
It's a catchy title. Also, it's what's happening. It's an emergency episode.
So conspirators, if you've been listening, you know that our lovely producer and editor Eric is missing. He kind of got stolen.
By a ghost?
An apparition.
A spirit?
I like the name of your podcast. Ha! I like it!
And that is our emergency guest for our emergency episode, Dr. Conway Hallstrom, doctor of ectoplasmology, specializing in interdimensional doors. I think I said that all correctly. Dr. Hallstrom, it is a pleasure, I guess.
Happy to be here.
Ordinarily, when we have a guest on, they bring their expertise or like their own myths that they've experienced, their own urban legends. And we would love if you could actually start out by telling us about your scholarship and your research.
And please bring our bearded friend back. We miss him. We miss him so much.
Julia, come on. We still need to like run the show and provide entertainment, you know, listeners, stuff
Amanda,
like that.
Amanda, a ghost stole our boy.
Stole. Yes, that is a good way to phrase it.
Okay. Well, first things first, here is what we know, Doctor. We were recording the show like always. We got a haunted Google Drive document, and then poof, he was just gone.
Ah, but that's what you heard on your end. I listened to the entire show that you were taping. Nothing on your end in New York City, but on this end, a totally different story.
Husband, where are you? Are you still at the factory? Are you still working? I can't find you.
Your husband? Is this a feminist critique I don't know about?
Eric?
Who are you talking to?
No.
Whoa, that's terrifying.
Quite.
He must have been uploading the audio as he was recording? Is that even possible?
An autosave? I don't know. Or the ghost knows how to use the Google suite of products?
That's an impressive ghost.
Who can say? Once a ghost has crossed into the realm of the living, they can touch and manipulate physical objects like a computer or a malted milkshake. Though that is not to say that this is a technologically savvy creature. This could be an apparition from any time in history. The internet works in mysterious ways, and it flows through our realm like an overflowing stream.
What realm? What stream?
Human spirits move on into an ethereal plane naturally. That's how we pass on. However, a ghost occurs when the spirit comes back through some open portal.
An open portal in Queens or in Cleveland? That's insane! Astoria is locked down like an eldritch Fort Knox ever since the 31st Street Coven threw down that ley line Lao over the summer. Remember that, Julie, with the mojitos? Mm-hmm. It was so fun. I wore my best tropical print shirt and it was great. Julia?
Yeah?
Normally my tropical print shirts make you giggle, and right now you look really guilty. What's going on?
Well...
Julia?
So remember when we were recording the Ouija board episode and I wanted to, you know, I wanted to know what I was doing. So I started messing around.
Oh my
with...
Oh no. Why, child, why? No one should be messing around with Ouija boards. They mess up everything.
What were you doing that was so important you tried to summon a ghost like that?
I wanted to talk to China.
Excuse me?
She's the ninth wonder of the world, the only woman to hold the WWE Intercontinental Championship.
Oh
well,
God.
At the time it was the WWF Intercontinental Championship. Well, she was dating Triple H for a while, but then Stephanie McMahon came into the picture and it was a whole thing. And I need to know what happened from the source. So I lit some candles and I put on the Monday Night Raw 25th anniversary episode and took out the spirit board and just like...
You allowed a random ghost from another dimension to come come in, steal our Cleveland boy because you wanted to talk wrestling?
And China didn't even show up. Just some sad-looking woman who was in 1800s clothes and had a prescription pad. It was super lame.
This was a bad choice. In my professional opinion, I declare this boy gone.
Oh, no.
There is so much happening, I need to lie down.
So, a ghost comes in from Julia's Ouija board, lingers within this world to get back, sees something in your producer for some reason, travels through your recording session and snatches him. Was there something about him that would attract a ghost to him?
I don't know, not really. He talked about our recording, our dope rhymes, complimented them, mm-hmm. actually, specifically. He gave some great jokes, and he talked about how he was going to be late. Oh, no.
I thought we were done with this.
What?
The spaghetti warehouse.
Ah, I've heard of this haunted pasta purveyor. There are entire theses devoted to the restaurant. It is a marinara beacon of ectoactivity.
So this ghost wants Eric and also reasonably cheap pasta and spumoni ice cream?
Who knows, but hey, it's our best guess for now.
A ghost can only re-enter the ethereal plane through a liminal space. Like the portal Julia had opened up, a site of such spooky activity would be the perfect place for re-entry.
All right, well, it looks like we have no choice. We're going to Ohio.
I will start packing the snacks.
Good luck, ladies. If you have any time, grab me a meatball or six, please.